在分享箴言之前，跟大家有一点点小小的报告。
Before we go into the book of Proverbs, I need to bring you a report.
谢谢弟兄姐妹的代祷。
Thank you for your intercession.
让我跟师母两个人，4月17号到4月23号，我们享受了一段非常好的观景啊，然后也有好的服侍。
So we enjoyed a great time between 17th of April to 23rd of April, and we also served there in Darwin.
我们这一次去达尔文一个华人教会那边带领一个家庭营。
We went to a Chinese Christian church in Darwin and led their family camp there.
他们给的题目是家庭凝聚跟信仰传承。
They gave me a topic to preach on, which is families and faith.
好多年前都有一些弟兄姐妹建议说要讲讲家庭的事。
Many years back, a lot of brothers and sisters suggested that we should talk about families.
但我很怕讲这个题目。
But I'm a bit fearful to go into this topic.
两个理由。
For two reasons.
一个理由是，当我们讲到深处的时候，容易碰到弟兄姐妹的痛处。
Firstly, if we go deep into this topic, we might touch some sensitive areas.
因为发现太多人没有按照圣经教养孩童。
Because we find that many, many brothers and sisters, they don't teach their children in the ways of the Lord.
第二个理由。
And the second reason.
是我跟师母在这个功课上也没有学好。
That is, me and my wife, we haven't really done well on in this area too.
今天我的两个女儿坐在澡堂听我讲道。
And today, my two daughters, they sat through the morning service and listened to my sermon.
所以不在这里啊。
Now they're not here.
我澡堂就紧张一点啊。
But so I was a bit more nervous during the morning service.
但这一次我们能够答应去达尔文。
Now, this time around, we agreed to go to Darwin.
我相信是神在当中的安排。
I believe it's part of God's plan.
有一天晚上，我跟师母两个人一起出去散步。
One night, my wife and I went out for a walk.
我们在谈起，他要我说你赶快回去中国，还有一些事情还没做完。
And then she reminded me that you must go back to China soon because we have some unfinished business there.
我说我这几年神好像给我们的感动是中国的大门开了，那么多人就出来，我们为什么不好好在这边来接球啊？
Well, and I said, what God has put into my heart, He said, I've seen over the last few years, China has opened its door, and many people came out from China to here, so we should actually be serving them here.
我说在我心里面有两件事也是很明显的。
And so two things are very clear in my heart.
第一件事，神安排我让在这里服侍，我们就好好在佩斯多教会好好服侍，能够摆上多少摆上多少。
Firstly, God put us here in Pastoral Chinese, so let's do our best here.
另外一件事情，既然有这么多的中国人出来了，那我们如果在我们的周边，我们能够有一些的帮忙，不单单我们两个，所有的弟兄姐妹，所有的牧者，能够到周边这些地区有一点点的帮忙，多好了。
And since we have such a large Chinese community here in Australia now, we can actually do more to serve the that community here around us.
当我散步回家的时候，我就收到他们的那个信息。
And then after that walk, I received a message from this church.
他说：“姚牧师，我们有一个家庭营，你可不可以来带领？或者说你来不了，可不可以介绍一位牧者过来
？”They said, Reverend Yao, we have a family camp coming up. Can you please come and lead this family camp? Or even if you can't come here, can you please suggest a preacher for us?
为什么后面会说或者？
Why did they say if you can't come?
当我去到那里的时候，我才真正知道。
Because then when I found out when I went there.
在他们的想象里面说，我们完全没有可能去到那个小教会里面去服事。
Because in their minds, how could it be possible that we go to such a small church and serve there?
他上网来查我们教会。
They went on the internet and they looked up the information about our church.
他向所有的牧者来咨询。
They asked around different pastors.
所有人都给他的一个回馈都是我们太好了。
And everyone gave them feedback that this church is really great.
我们太大了。
This is a big church.
不可能去光顾那个小小的地方。
They can't possibly come and serve at this small church.
没有时间。
They won't have time.
哎呦，我说感谢主啊
！And I think I thank God.
当我听到以后，给我们有一个很大的鞭策。
It's a great reminder, a great challenge for us.
众人都说你好的时候
，When everyone says your church is good,
你就知道后面的一句话啊。
Then you know what follows.
我们更要警醒在主的面前。
And indeed, we must be very alert in the Lord.
当他们给我们邀请的时候，我说我们好好祷告。
And so when they sent me the invitation, I said we need to pray earnestly in the Lord.
看看主有没有带领。
And see where God leads us.
除了这一次以外
，and apart from this instance，
其他所有的教会以外的事情，如果我跟师母一提起，师母都是那句话 ，Pastor 事情都做不完了，你不要再想什么事情了。
So when many other invitations come from other churches outside of this church, my wife always.Says to me, there is enough work here at Pastoral Chinese. We wouldn't have time for other churches.
但只有这一次。
But then for this church,
他问过好几次，你答应了没有
？She kept asking me, "Have you agreed to go to Darwin?"
我说还没答应。
I kept telling her, "No, not yet."
他过一段时间又问你答应了没有
？And then after a while, she asked again, "Have you accepted their invitation?"
我就知道我们在祷告，圣灵在催逼他。
Then I know, as we pray, the Holy Spirit works in her.
当我们去了那边的时候，他们是一个小小的家庭营。
So when we went there, we found out they have a very small family camp.
他们只有十几户一起出去，有一个家庭营。
They had about a dozen families that went out for this camp.
他说五年前他们有一次，结果这么多年都没有。
They said the last time they had a family camp was 5 years back.
我们在整个的聚会里面，我发现一个很奇妙的事情。
And through the whole gathering, I found something marvelous.
所有的小孩子都跟大人一起来聚会。
All the children, they attended the services with their parents.
我第一堂我还以为说他们唱完诗歌，他们小孩子就带出去了啊。
When we started the first session, I thought the kids were probably just here for the songs, and then afterwards they're going to lead the children out.
我没想到，歌唱完以后开始讲道的时候，那小孩子全坐在那里。
But to my surprise, after the songs, the children remained there.
第一个晚上，小孩子全坐在第二排。
And on the first evening, all the children sat on in the second row.
结果聚会之后呢，我心里面真的很感动。
And I felt very touched after the service.
我说你们这些小孩子怎么这么乖啊
？And I asked them, how come your kids are so good?
我讲了一个小时，他也坐在那里听啊。
They were so attentive even after 1 hour of my sermon.
另外一件事情。
And then another thing I found.
当然，那刚才说的是好事啊。
That was a good thing that I just spoken about.
另外一件事情是我这次做了一点突破。
The second thing is I had a bit of breakthrough this time.
我给他们设计的每一堂聚会之后，我给他们设计三个题目。
I gave them three questions. I designed three questions for each session.
都是很私人的事。
They were all very private questions.
这个以后宣牧师带领你们。做小组查经，你预备题目的时候不能够做这样的题目啊。
These questions are so personal that I don't feel like we can do these questions in our cell groups.
太私人性了啊。
They're very personal.
小组查经查了，人家吵架了啊。
If you go into these questions, you might fight with each other in your cell group.
我跟他们说，因为这一次因为是你们只有十几个家庭在一起。
But I said to them this time because you only have around a dozen families.
我说，既然是家庭营，我们要来就来真的。
Since it's a family camp, we need to be serious.
所以我给他们一个很私人性的一个三个题目。
So I gave them very personal, three very personal questions.
然后第二堂开始之前，我就给他们半个小时，让他们所有小组上来汇报，你在讨论的时候讲过什么事情。
And before the second session started, I gave them half an hour to share what they discussed.
我发现一件事情。
And I found one thing.
当我回来的时候，他们还给我了个信息。
Even after I came back to Sydney, they kept sending me messages.
包括他们的传道，包括他们的主要同工。
including their pastors and their church leaders.
他说牧师这一次太好了。
They said, Reverend Yao, this has been a great time for us.
不是我讲到讲得好。
Not that because I delivered good sermons.
他们第一次，小孩子跟大人第一次面对面来面对他们家庭的问题。
But because it's the first time the children and their parents in the family, they sat together and faced the challenges in their families together.
他们年轻人一组讨论的事情，把他们家里所有的事情，总结了，然后拿出来告诉给所有的人。
The young people, after their discussion, they summarized their discussion and then shared with everyone.
许多父母坐在下面听他们小孩子分享的时候，从来没听他们这样讲啊。
Many parents, when they heard what their kids were sharing, they found that wow, we never knew that.
比如说，其中一个小孩他在讨论的时候，他讲到他家里的这种的状况。
For example, one young people shared the situation in his family.
当然，他不知道是谁哪一个家庭了哦。
Now he didn't know which family. We didn't know which family they were talking about.
另外一些家长在听的时候呢。
And then some other parents, when they were listening to that.
听到这些小孩子在讲的时候。
When they were listening to these young people sharing.
摸到他们的心。
It touched their hearts.
他们觉得说，哇，好多的亏欠。
They found that they have fallen short in many areas.
一些家长那个大组他们出来来讲的时候呢，又讲到一些小孩子的心里面去。
And then when the parents shared their discussion, it touched the hearts of the young people too.
然后我们在聚会的时候，我们把弟兄姐妹带到神的话里面。
And then through our gathering, we brought all the brothers and sisters to the Lord.
所以他们觉得哇，太好了。
And then they found this was
从来没有这样，从来没有这样。
We've never had such a great time.
我们感谢主。
And so we give thanks to the Lord.
我在这里挑战弟兄姐妹两件的事情。
And I want to challenge you all to two things.
一件事情，为他们祷告。
Firstly, pray for them.
在达尔文，它的人口差不多二十万多一点点。
In Darwin, we have around 200,000 people.
但是华人占了差不多有一万。
But there we have around 10,000 Chinese.
也就是华人占他们的5%，人口的5%。
That means 5% of the population there is Chinese.
但只有这一间华人教会。
But there is only this one Chinese church.
对，请弟兄姐妹在祷告里面纪念。
So brothers and sisters, please pray for them.
如果你们以后有心宣教的话，都可以去。
If you want to go on a mission trip, you may actually consider this.
第二件的事情。
The second thing.
照着这样的一个，就是这样的一个经历，我们看见说，父母亲在家庭里面有何等的重要。
The second thing is we can see through this occasion how important the parents are in their family.
我们很多时候不知道我们父母对我们的孩子那个影响有多么大。
Often we don't know how great the influence the parents can have on their kids.
我们很多时候我们不知道说我们的父母跟孩子那个沟通是多么的需要。
Often we don't know how necessary the communication is between parents and children.
以致很多时候我们自己就这样活的，跟我们的下一代没有太多的那个沟通。
And so, because of that, often we just live day by day without much communication with our children.
所以借着今天是一个母亲节啊。
And so today, on this Mother's Day,
我们一同来思想箴言书的最后22节。
Let's consider the last 22 verses in Proverbs.
刚才我们读过的箴言书31章，从第10节读到31节。
We just read from Proverbs 31 from verse 10 through to verse 31.
这是整个箴言书的最后的22节经文。
The last 22 verses in Proverbs.
这22节的经文。
And through these 22 verses.
在箴言书里面是叫字母诗。
In the Proverbs, this is called a song to the mother.
因为希伯来文里面有22个字母。
There are 22 letters in Hebrews.
然后他们每一节都是由一个字母开头。
And every verse starts with one of the letters.
所以当我们在看的时候，我们从这个22节的经文里面。
And so through these 22 verses, we can see.
我们读箴言跟读其他的经文有一点点的不一样。
When we read Proverbs, it's a bit different from the other books.
其他的经文都是上面一句，下面一句，紧紧的连接在一起。
In the other chapters of Proverbs, always the verses go in pairs.
但在箴言书的时候，有的时候你会看见它好像是独立的。
And sometimes you might find independent verses.
所以在不同的版本里面，对这二十二节的经文，在不同的版本的圣经里面，它前面给的小标题都不一样。
And the different translations give a different title to these 22 verses.
有的说论贤妻啊。
Some call it the wise wife.
在那个新译本里面直截了当说一个敬畏耶和华的妇女。
Or in another translation, it speaks of the woman that fears the Lord.
也就是说，今天我们所读的那二十二节经文里面是讲到一个敬畏耶和华的妇女，她有如何的表现。
In other words, these 22 verses are talking about how a woman that fears the Lord, what her characters are like.
所以我们从这二十二节经文里面，我们一同来看几件的事情。
So let's see a few things through these 22 verses.
当我们看二十六节。
When we read verse 26.
在这里讲，她开口就发智慧，她的舌上有仁慈的法则。
It says she speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction is on his tongue.
而最后两节，她讲到阅历是虚假的，美容是虚乎的。然后下面，为敬畏耶和华的妇女必得称赞。
And then in the last two verses.It says, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised.
所以我们知道说这段的经文在记载的一个妇女是一个敬畏神的妇女。
So we know that this woman spoken about in through these verses is one who fears the Lord.
但除了敬畏神之外，她还做了哪一些事情呢？
And then, apart from fearing the Lord, what else does she do?
我们从11节、12节、23节里面
In verses 11, 12, and 23,
你看看她对她的丈夫做了哪些事情。
You can see what she does to her husband.
她让她，她是她丈夫心里面的依靠。
Now her husband has full confidence in her.
她让她丈夫一生有益无损。
She makes sure she brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life.
23节。
And then 23, verse
让她丈夫在城门口跟本地的长老同坐。为众人所认识。
She helps her husband to be respected at the city gate.
说什么意思？
What does it mean?
不单单她成为她丈夫心里面的依靠。
Not just her husband has full confidence in her.
她更让她的丈夫从这个家门出去以后以外，在家门以外受人的尊重。
But also she helps her to be respected even outside of this household.
当然在圣经里面从旧约到新约里面说到很多夫妻的之间的关系。
Now, of course, throughout the Old and New Testaments, the Bible talks a lot about the relationship between husband and wife.
神在创造的时候已经把这一个定出来了。
During the creation, the Lord has already installed this.
男人独居不好。
God already said that it's not good for the man to be alone.
神要为他造一个配偶来帮助他。
And God will make a helper suitable for him.
来帮助他
，to help him，
太重要了。
This is very important.
我这次去达尔文的时候
，when I went to Darwin，
我跟他们说，我说 OK， 你帮我买好机票啊，那么我一定会带我的师母去，但师母我们自己买票啊，你不要管。
I said to them, when you buy me the air ticket to Darwin, now I must tell you my wife will come as well, but my wife will buy her a ticket ourselves.
我是盼望师母跟我一起走。
Because I wanted my wife to go with me.
我需要她的帮助。
I need her help.
感谢主啊，就这么一个小小的要求。
And so I'm very thankful such a small request.
然后我在那边遇见了一对那个很爱主的弟兄姐妹。
And I met a very godly couple there.
他们在大学里面教书。
They taught they teaching in a university.
他们也在教会里面有好多的服事。
And they serve in the church as well.
当我碰到他们的时候
，And when I met them,
心里面很感动。
I was very touched in my heart.
说主啊，你要用他。
I said, Lord, you must use them.
这么好的弟兄姐妹。
Such a great couple.
所以我跟师母两个人就跟他聊。
And so my wife and I talked to them.
我鼓励他，你要起来装备。
I encouraged them, go and get equipped.
结果当我回来的时候，那他的太太就跟我发了个信息。
And after we came back, the wife sent us a message.
他说：“谢谢牧师啊， 你的鼓励啊。
She said, "Thank you for your encouragement."
她说，我们愿意起来做装备。
She said, "We are willing to go and get equipped."
后面一句话。
And then the next sentence.
我们也愿意像你跟师母一样，两个人配搭起来服侍。
She said, "We're willing to follow your example, you and your wife, and we want to serve together."
我说感谢主。
And I said, "Oh, we give thanks to God."
她的心真的被主摸到。
Their hearts, God touched their hearts.
她知道她如何跟她的先生来配搭来服侍。
So they know, so she knows how to work with her husband and serve together.
这是神在创造的时候已经安排好了这个。
This is the arrangement God made, even during the creation.
当然我们常常也用彼得前书三章第一节来鼓励姐妹们。
We also encourage our sisters through 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 1.
如果你有不信的丈夫
If your husband does not believe,
他们虽然不听到，他也可以因妻子的品行被感化过来。
Even if they don't believe the word, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives.
我们常常用这句话鼓励姐妹啊。
We often encourage our sisters through this verse.
但在现实生活当中
，But in reality,
我遇见了好几位姐妹，因为她的先生不信主，所以她在家中受到许多的逼迫。
We see that a lot of sisters, they go through a lot of trouble, a lot of difficulties because they're unbelieving husbands.
真实的逼迫，因为知道你是基督徒。
Very real persecution because they know you are a Christian.
因为你是基督徒，他什么事都可以做，他什么话都可以说。
And because you are a Christian, they're free to say anything and do anything.
因为知道说教会跟他们说，你要有好的品行，然后他就被感化过来。
Because they know that the church teaches that they need to submit to their husband and try to win them over by their behavior.
当然，姐妹跟我跟师母来讲这件事情，我们当然是在主里面要鼓励她、陪伴她，让她真是靠主有力量，可以胜过，可以活出那个好的品格。
Now, when we share this verse with our sisters, of course, we want to encourage our sisters to persevere and to be patient and to win over their husbands through their behaviors.
当你看见他真实的情况的时候，你心里面又好痛啊。
But then, when you see their real situation, you also feel the pain in your heart.
然后我听到一个信息，那个姐妹跟她老公说。你一直跟我说离婚，离婚，离就离吧。
And I heard one sister said to her husband, you kept on saying you want a divorce. Let's divorce."
如果让我们回到圣经的原则的话
，Now if they go back to the principles in the Bible,
没问题。
That's not a problem.
但是我们不能鼓励他离婚，是吧
？But we can't encourage them to get divorced.
把它当做一个功课，我们回到主的面前，我们来寻求。
We need to treat this as a lesson. We need to learn. We encourage them to go back to the Lord and seek the Lord's will.
但当姐妹跟他说离就离吧，从那天开始他就乖了。
So with that one example, when the sister said to her husband. Just go ahead and get divorced, and then her husband became better.
我收到这个信息的时候，给我们一些什么看见
？And so the message I got was,
我说很多他们不信的人，他知道上帝的话，然后用上帝的话来折磨你啊。
Now, a lot of unbelievers they know God's words, and they use God's words to their advantage.
但我们感谢主，我们还是鼓励姐妹们，我们回到主的面前，按着神的话，我们来为主而活。我知道说，神要他在他的家里面做神要做的事情。
But we still encourage our sisters to live for the Lord in your family. We know that the Lord is going to do great things in your family.
因为当我们在读箴言十二章第四节里面，他提到才德的妇人是丈夫的冠冕。
And when we read Proverbs, we read this: a wife of noble character is her husband's crown.
So, 今天当我们在家庭里面、在教会里面、在社会上，能够活出一个才德的妇人那个样式，真是太美了。
So, if we can live out the life as a wife of noble character, that's a beautiful testimony.
有这个敬畏的妇人，她帮助她的丈夫。
To have such a godly woman helping her husband. great thing.
我们继续再来看十五节、二十一节、二十二节、二十七节里面讲到这样一个人，这样一个妇人，她在家中所做的事情。
And if we read on verses 15, 21, 22, 23, we can see how this wise wife manages the household affairs.
她在黎明的时候她就起来。
She gets up while it's still night.
她把食物分给家中的人。
And she provides food for her family.
现在不多了吧？哦。
Not many would do that these days.
她不单单照顾家人。
Not only she looks after her family well.
她家中是有婢女的。
She actually has female servants in her household.
她把所有的事情都分工分得清清楚楚。
And she arranged the tasks for all her female servants.
就是家中出现状况。
And when something goes wrong in the household,
天下雪了。
When it snows,
她都不担心。
She has nothing to fear.
她已经为他们预备好了珠红衣服。
Because she's well prepared, she has all the scarlet clothing for the family.
珠红衣服讲到两个方面。
Now, scarlet clothing talks about two things.
一方面是高贵。
One is that this is really noble.
一方面它是够好，够温暖。
And also the second thing is really warm.
所以当天气寒冷的时候，他们有够温暖的衣服可以穿。
So when it's cold, they have warm clothing.
然后你看二十七节。
And then verse 27.
他观察家务。
She watches over the affairs of her household.
并不吃闲话。
And does not eat the bread of idleness.
他不单单在家里面呢。
Not only within the household.
你再看她在外面。
When you look at when she goes out.
在走出之前。
Before she,
走出家门之前。
Before she goes out the door of her house.
从她的儿女，从她的丈夫。
Children from her husband.
对她的称赞。
How they praised her.
你知道说她在家中她教养她的孩童。
You know how well she teaches her children.
我们常常想一想，什么时候我们的下一代，我们的孩子。对我们所才德的女子很多，唯独你超过一切。
We often say that, wow, how good would it be if our children can say to their moms, many women do noble things, but you surpass them all.
如果这个主妇没有好好教管她的孩童，她的孩子会告诉她，才德的女子很多啊，唯独你超过一切。
If this woman doesn't teach her children well, do you think the children would say many women do noble things but you surpass them all?
这么感谢主。
So we give thanks to the Lord.
这位妇人她在家里面教导她的孩童。
This woman teaches her children well.
如果再看的话，
And then if we read on,
她走出家门的这些事情，
She goes out of the door and she does even more.
她去寻找羊绒跟麻，然后就开始自己开始做。
She selects wool and flax and then she works with eager hands.
她甚至看见那个田地，她都想买了。
And she looks at the fields and she would consider buying them.
并且买来了。
And then she buys the field.
然后她要做那个细麻衣出卖。
And she also make linen garments and sell them.
将腰带卖给商家。
And supplies the merchants with sashes.
你如果用我们现在这个眼光来思想的话，这是一个什么样的人？
And if you think about this, using our standards today, what kind of person is this?
是吧？他甘心在自己家里面开始来做。
She's willing to do the work starting from her family.
看见那栋好房子就要买了。
And look at a good property.
可以做房地产啊。
She deals in the real estate.
不单单做房地产啊。
Not only she deals with real estate.
自己还自己加工厂。
She also has a factory, a manufacturing factory.
她去买那些材料回来。
She buys the raw materials.
做好的衣服。
And she makes the
做好的腰带。
And makes the sashes.
拿出去卖给商家。
And then sells to the merchants.
那天听一个姐妹说，她在家里跟人家改衣服，啊，跟那个老板帮人家改衣服，一个小时什么五六十块钱那个工资哦。
One sister talks about how she's making adjustments to clothes at home, and she can make $50-$60 an hour.
我说有一个人很自豪地告诉我，他的女婿现在是搞电脑，一年可以赚12万。
One person said that her son-in-law works in the IT industry and can make $120,000 a year.
是白领的是吧？好好的工资。
What we call white collar salary.
我在那里想想，我说我们那个姐妹一年赚的比她还多。
And I think this sister makes more money than this person.
因为她会做啊。
Because he's good at that.
你要看这个女人，她把东西买回来，她做了拿出来去卖。
See, this woman that the Bible talks about here, she buys the raw material and she makes things and sells them.
所以你现在用现在的眼光来看这个人的时候,
so in today's language, this person,
不得了,
this is a great
businesswoman.
Not just that.
她看见了, 她张手就周济穷困的,
she opens her arms to the poor.
她看到那个穷乏的人,
and when she sees the needy, she helps them. She's really
当然她所做的这些都是按照圣经的原则。
Yeah, so she really helps out the poor, and she does that according to the standards of the Bible.
她在生命记里面, 在新约的罗马书里面都告诉我们当如何去帮补。
In Deuteronomy and in Romans, the Bible also talks about how we should help the needy.
当我在看这几件事情把它换在一起的时候,
and when we put these few things together,
圣经在描绘的这个敬畏耶和华的女人, 她所做的是什么事?
The Bible tells us what this godly woman does.
从第二点到第六点,
from the second point to the sixth point.
我在想说那个是strong woman, Jefferson 是 super woman
啊，太好了。We will consider this person a super woman.
那前面三点,
the first three points.
相夫教子,
helping her husband and teaching her children.
又理家务,
and managing the household affairs.
到了第五点,
and then
她是一个成功的生意人,
the fifth point, she's a successful businesswoman.
还不单单停到这里,
and not just that.
当她拥有一切的时候,
when she has everything she needs,
她更愿意施舍,
she's willing to help out the poor.
我们中间的弟兄,
now,
年纪了,
the brothers among us and the young people among us,
还没找太太了,
you haven't got a wife yet.
如果有一个姐妹这么多, 要不要?
If you find a
sister
with all these characters,
要,
do you,
敢要吗?
Would you take her? Would you take her?
敢要吗?
Would you dare to take her as your wife?
当我们在看的时候, 当我们在看的时候,
now, when we go through this,
给我们看见的是一个女强人的形,
what we can see, what we can see is a superwoman.
摸摸良心的话, 当你碰到这样的话, 我料你不敢娶她了。
Hands on heart, if you find someone like this, I don't think you,
她感谢主, 圣经怎么说?
I don't think you are brave enough to take her as a wife.
这件的事情,
but the Bible says,
当她敬畏神的时候,
only when she fears the Lord,
当她敬畏神的时候,
when she fears God,
这下面所有的事情全为成为美德,
all these things are noble characters.
如果她敬畏神, 哦, 你打的灯笼都找不到了。
If she fears the Lord, she's one in a million.
但你找不到这个也不要, 不要觉得说, 哎呦, 你亏了啊。
Now, don't feel discouraged if you can't find a person meeting all these criteria.
这只是你给我们一幅很美的图画。
This is a beautiful picture that the Bible gives us.
怎么样能够让这个图画成为现实?
Now, how can we turn this picture into reality?
一方面要敬畏神,
on one hand, we need to fear God.
第二方面,
the second thing,
当你去看圣经的时候,
when you read the Bible,
箴言书是一本智慧的书,
the Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, wisdom,
财德妇人的时候,
when it talks about a wife of noble character, who can find?
她的价值远胜珍珠啊,
she's worth far more than rubles.
你找不到吗?
How can you find this?
但是你如果跟第三章十五节来做个比较的时候,
but if you compare that with chapter 3 verse 15,
你知道说他是讲到那个智慧,
you see that this is actually talking about wisdom.
这是第十节,
in verse 10,
如果你再看第四章节十四节十五节,
and then if you look at verses 13 to 15,
你如果跟第九章是讲到智慧,
and if you compare that to chapter 9, where chapter 9 is talking about wisdom,
如果你在读第九章讲智慧的时候跟这个很相似,
you will see that in chapter 9 when it's talking about wisdom, it's very similar to the verses here.
不然这两处,
not just these two
26节,
passages, but in verse 26,
她开口就话智慧,
she speaks with wisdom.
她的舌上有仁慈的 法则。
And faithful instruction is on her tongue.
而当我们看第四章五到六节的时候
，And if we read chapter 4 verses 5 and 6,
他说你要得智慧，要得聪明，不可忘记。
It says, get wisdom, get understanding, do not forget my words.
也不可偏离我口中的言语。
Or turn away from them.
这个就是智慧。
This is wisdom.
所以当一个妇人，她愿意，她如果可以敬畏神。
And so this woman, when she fears the Lord,
她如果能够得到那个真智慧，
she would receive true wisdom.
那么这些事情就没问题了。
And all these things would naturally fall in place.
所以在这里给我们看见一件事情。
So here it teaches us one thing.
要活出蒙神所喜悦的这样的一个妇人。
For this woman to live out these godly characters,
我们需要敬畏神。
She needs to fear God.
更需要从神来的智慧。
And she really needs the wisdom from God.
感谢主，让我们活在新约里面。
And thankfully, we live in this New Testament area.
当我们来读哥林多前书第一章的时候
，And so when we read 1 Corinthians chapter 1,
保罗在那里讲智慧。
Paul talks about wisdom.
然后他说，耶稣基督，他本乎神。
And he says, Jesus Christ, who's from God.
神又使他成为我们的智慧。
God, has made him our wisdom.
这样看回，我们明白一件的事情。
And so when we put these passages together, we can see.
我们今天让主耶稣在我们里面成为我们的智慧。
That today we can have Jesus Christ as our wisdom for.
而我们来敬畏他的时候。
And when we fear him.
那么这些好的品行。
All these noble characters.
神就在当中来训练我们。
God will train us.
让我们今天。我们可以靠着他，我们可以活出来。
So that through him we can have all these noble characters.
在澡堂聚会，每一年的母亲节，他们都会唱一首诗歌，叫《桥》。
There is a song that the morning service sings every Mother's Day. It's called the Bridge.
Bridge. 他歌词写得非常好哈。
And the lyrics are really good.
他说：“父母像一座桥。”
It talks about the parents are like a bridge.
让儿女可以在桥上走。
So they, the children can walk over this bridge.
无忧无虑。
They fear nothing.
不要经历任何一件事情。
They don't need to experience troubling waters.
每一年都唱啊。
And every year they sing this song.
那调又好听。
It's got very lovely melody.
歌词又写得不错。
And the lyrics are good too.
我今天跟他们说，明年加一节啊。
And I asked them to add another.
做父母不单单成为一座桥，让儿女可以在上面好好的走。
That it's not only for the parents to be this bridge, so that their children can cross the river.
我说明年加一节。
Now next year, I asked them to add another verse.
父母成为一座桥，好，不单单让儿女享受。
That the parents would become a bridge not just for the enjoyment of the children.
更成为一座桥，让儿女借着我们可以踏过我们，可以认识我们的神。
But also through this bridge, the children can get to know God.
靠着耶稣基督的救赎。
And through the redemptive work of our Lord Jesus Christ, they can get to know God.
这是我们真实做父母成为一个桥的意义。
This is the true meaning of parents being a bridge.
所以我们感谢主啊，时间有限，我们来思想三件事情。
So let's think about these three things.
当我们今天在思想这一个敬畏耶和华的妇女的时候
，When we consider this godly woman,
我们真知道说母亲在家庭里面的重要。
We know the importance of a mother in the household.
她敬畏神。
She fears God.
她将要带领全家来蒙福。
And she leads the whole household into blessings.
我常常讲我奶奶啊。
And I always talk about my grandmother.
我实在她给我留下来太美太美的那个印象。
She's left a very beautiful impression on me.
在她的一生当中啊。
Through her whole life.
真的许多时候我就看她，我就觉得说，过去没信主的觉得说你这个人怎么这么傻啊。
In the past, when I wasn't a believer yet, I thought, how can you be so silly?
然后当我信主以后，我觉得说，哎呦，她是为主而活。
But then after I believed in the Lord, I found that she was actually just living for the Lord.
虽然很贫穷
，even though she was poor,
但是她身上我伯父寄给她一点的钱，她就开始供养许多的寡妇。
But then when my uncle sent her a bit of money, she would then use that money to help a lot of widows.
她从小她就带我们要你不信主，她就带我们听她讲故事，圣经故事，然后跟她一起祷告。
She would tell us Bible stories and lead us in a prayer.
那你不知道怎么祷告，你最喜欢她祷告哪一句？
And so if you
begin
and you don't know if you don't know how to pray, which prayer point would you love the most?
我最盼望他讲一句奉主耶稣基督的名。
And I really love this this sentence in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我可以说阿门睡觉了。
And then I could say Amen, and then we can go to sleep.
哎，年复一日，年复一日，我现在信主又回想过去，哎呦，他那个点点滴滴都在那里把你带到主的面前。
And then when I look back nowadays, when I look back, I realize that every little thing she did was leading us to the Lord.
当我回想的时候呢，我看见过去我们那个老家全整个乡村只有她一个人信主。
And so when I reflected on this, I realized that in our village, she was the only Christian in the whole village.
另外一个就是天主教了啊。
And then there was another Catholic.
另外天主教他说骂人没问题，晚上去祷告一下就好了。
And that Catholic said, "It's okay if you swear.
You need to." 成为全村里面最会骂人的人。
And so she was the one who swore the most.
这几十年过来以后，再看回头。
And then after all these years, when we look back,
是吧？我们家乡也建了教堂，有一个教会啊，那么多人去的教会里面，你一看，哎呦，都是。他过去在带的一些人信主之后，哦，一直传下去。这几十年传下来，有一间的教会在那里。
Now we have a village. Our village has a church, and there are many Christians. And I realized that a lot of them were actually led by her into the faith.
所以不要小看你跟我哈。
So do not underestimate yourself.
如果来敬畏神。
If we fear the Lord,
我们得了这个智慧。
If we receive the wisdom,
让主的智慧在我们心里面开始彰显出来。
If God's wisdom can be made known in our hearts,
让我们就可以活出那个样子。
Then we can live out these noble characters.
第二件事情。
And then the second
thing, 我们这个家是否让基督在里面做主？
This family of ours, do we have the Lord Jesus Christ as the head?
第三件事情。
And then the third thing,
这也是我一直不敢讲家庭的事情的这个问题所在。
And this is one other problem, one other reason why I don't want to go into the topic of families.
我知道说这个第三个的功课实在没学好。
I know I do really bad on this third point.
昨天诗诗就给我一个提醒。
And then so last night, she just gave me a reminder.
诗诗，我看着她父母亲结婚。谈恋爱、结婚、生孩子、长大到现在都在身边。
So I watched how her parents met each other and got married.
我没说过她好话。
And I never said anything good to her.
昨天我看见她站在外面，我说：“诗诗啊，哇，你今天穿的这个衣服太漂亮了。
”So that's Joanne.
她妈妈也在，她弟弟也在。
哇，
她跟我回忆一句话，我说。我听了很高兴啊
I said to her, you look beautiful today. And so she said she's so glad to hear that.
我为你高兴啊
And I feel glad for you.
回家我在想这件事情
And then when I went home, I was still thinking about this.
大学要毕业了
She's about to graduate.
我好像从来没表扬过她 没说过她什么好话啊
yeah, But I never said anything.
讲完以后呢就是那种回应给我一个啊、哦、要学习真的要学习
But then when I praised her, it showed me this lesson that we need to learn.
我们在主里面我们彼此学习、啊、
Let's learn in the Lord
不管你是今天做孩子的
Doesn't matter whether you are someone's child,
你今天是做丈夫的
or you're a husband to a wife,
我们一起来学习
Let's learn together.、
啊、神借着这些特殊的节日就来提醒我们好好学
Through these special occasions, Lord wants us to learn.
我们感谢主
So we give thanks to God.
然后另外一件事情，我们年初就定好了，这些节日是小组献唱，结果我把它忘记了。
And so, from the beginning of the year, we already set a schedule for the different cell groups to present on these different days, different occasions.
一直到上一次我去瓦嘎州问玉珍说：“哎，那个母亲节你们示范要献什么歌、啊？” 他说不是说好你们是小组献唱吗？
And so I asked Carol, what song will the church choir present this Mother's Day? She said, well, we actually have a cell group presenting today.
所以我回来之后就把这个压力 pass 给 Open To 啊。
So Open To got a difficult task when I came back from Dong.
好，预备一下哈。So 现场把最好的给神，是吧
？So please prepare. So I said to them, please prepare well, and we give our best.
Okay, 我们把时间交给他们。
So we now invite Open To cell group.
Sing, sing, sing.